NPR's Martin Costi is also in Port-au-Prince. He filed this report on how Haitian officials and the U.S. ambassador are reacting to today's events.
Aristide left Haiti shortly after 6 a.m. on board an unmarked white jet arranged by the U.S. government. Official word of his resignation came a few hours later from Prime Minister Yvonne Neptune, who called on Haitians to accept what he called Aristide's supreme sacrifice.
He did say it's to avoid the bloodbath that he accepted to leave office before the end of his mandate.
The Chief Justice of the Haitian Supreme Court, Boniface Alexander, has been sworn in as the new president. Alexander is an elderly gentleman with old-fashioned manners who says he's not a political man and steps into the power vacuum only because the Constitution requires it.
Je vous exhorte.
People of Haiti, I exhort you to keep calm and keep in mind that no one has the right to take justice into his own hands, Alexander said. But even as he and the Prime Minister painted a picture of an orderly constitutional transfer of power, Aristide's supporters rioting in the streets were convinced that the Americans had essentially kidnapped their president. Standing right behind the two Haitian leaders, Ambassador James Foley denied the U.S. had removed Aristide.
We didn't request his departure. President Aristide made a decision for the good of Haiti, and I think he spoke eloquently about his reasons in his letter of resignation. President Aristide was particularly concerned about where the country was heading towards further and further violence, and he indicated that by making this personal sacrifice, this patriotic gesture, could begin to heal the country.
Until very recently, the U.S. insisted that it did not believe that an elected president such as Aristide should be forced from office. But in the past few days, the American tone changed dramatically, culminating in a White House statement last night calling into question Aristide's fitness to govern. It's hard to shake the impression that the U.S. has taken charge of this government. As Boniface Alexander waited in the Prime Minister's official residence for a judge to swear him in as the new president, he was under the watch of heavily armed security agents from the U.S. State Department. And it's Ambassador Foley, not the Prime Minister, who was laying out the game plan for a transitional government, which will be initiated by a so-called tripartite commission made up of representatives of the Aristide government, the opposition, and foreign powers. But the political path ahead is complicated by the fact that Aristide was forced out in part because of the armed rebellion that's been bearing down on the capital for the past few weeks. Those rebels, some of whom are former Haitian army officers, may demand a political role. Ambassador Foley says he hopes that's not the case.
I believe it's a tremendous test of their credibility. They said they would lay down their arms if President Aristide resigned. He has resigned.
The rebels' credibility will be tested very soon. Their leader, Guy Philippe, says he may be in the capital tonight, right around the same time the Marines are expected to be setting up shop. Martin Costi, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.